Insider is on News Radio 630 WLAP.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day?
Yes, it is hump day. Welcome to the Big Blue Insider Wednesday edition of our program. Midway through the week and much to discuss tonight. West End Bureau Chief Gary Moore is on deck coming up in hour number two, as well as Chris Schultz. He is the UK softball PR man. We're going to get a preview of Kentucky's NCAA softball tournament appearance coming up tomorrow in Blacksburg, Virginia. At the bottom of this hour, Michael Epps from WDKY will talk UK sports with us. Michael is the weekend sports anchor for DKY, which, as you may or may not know, has just begun producing its own newscasts. First of this year, we over at KYT, I've been gone since 2019, but appeared on Fox 56 a zillion times because we produced DKY's newscast. We had a contractual commitment. That's not unusual across the country, but more and more Fox affiliates are producing their own newscast now, and that station was sold to a company that wanted to do its own thing. So once the contract with KYT ran out, they went out, they hired people, they bought equipment. It's a major, major financial commitment to do your own newscast, but they're doing it. So we will hear from Michael, who recently went up and covered Ryan Howard's first game up in Indianapolis as a member of the Atlanta Dream against the Indiana Fever. So close to home, Michael went up, and UK took a bunch of people up there to cheer her on. So we'll talk to Michael about that, as well as UK men's basketball. Much to discuss tonight. Oh, also coming up in our next segment, we're going to hear from Jay Billis, who appeared on Rex Chapman's podcast, and he talks about the Wildcats, Coach K. And I know a lot of you hate Jay Billis because he went to Duke, and you think he's so pro-Duke about everything. And naturally, being a fellow broadcaster, I don't know this guy from Adam, by the way, but I listen for guys like that. And, you know, like Kenny Smith in the NCAA tournament, he didn't try to hide that he was rooting for North Carolina. Neither did Barkley rooting for Auburn, but they're on the anchor desk, and, you know, so what? But if you're doing a game, if you're the analyst for a game and your alma mater's right in front of you, you got to play it down the middle, and I think Billis does a good job. And by the way, when he was talking to Rex Chapman on Rex's podcast, he reminded, and I knew this, he had has a niece who went to UK, a nephew who went to UK, who, by the way, I think he said in 2013 was class president at UK. Imagine that, a Billis, class president at the University of Kentucky. And his brother lives in Louisville. So he harbors no ill will toward the state of Kentucky. And find the Rex Chapman podcast. It's a really, really entertaining show. It's the one where he and Josh Hopkins interview athletes and famous people. Rex has another one called Charges, but this one in particular, he had Jay Billis on, and it's really entertaining. NBA draft lottery last night, Orlando, 14% shot at it, gets the number one pick. Oklahoma City, Houston, Sacramento, Detroit in that order. My man Dwayne Casey, head coach at Detroit, so he'll get another good one. But a lot of people, mock drafts, are seeing Shaedon Sharpe to Sacramento with the fourth pick. I kind of think that if he's anywhere near the top pick, he'll go. But the door is still open to UK. He has, 12 more days, 13 more days to decide to pull his name out. Don't see it happening, but you never know. Gary Moore and I will talk about the draft coming up in our two men and a six-pack. Two guys in a six-pack. So, looking around campus, Kentucky a winner last night. College baseball, Wildcats destroyed Tennessee Tech 13-0 in seven innings. There was a 10-run rule in place because before the game, the two coaches, Nick Mingione and Matt Braga, a former Wildcat, talked about the potential for a 10-run game or 10-run rule game. And Matt Braga, you know, he's got a team that can hit home runs better than most teams in America. I think they're ranked 10th or something like that. You know, I read the stat last night, but I can't remember. Anyhow, but their pitching's no good. So he knew it could just be a blowout, which it was. I think there was a new pitcher in every inning for Tennessee Tech, and they called it, and it was fine. Kentucky wins 13-0. Next up, tomorrow night, Auburn, first of a three-game series. Wildcats have got to keep winning. If they play the SEC tournament right now, Kentucky's in, but Mississippi State is only one game behind. Missouri's only two games behind, and Mizzou owns the tiebreaker over Kentucky, so the Wildcats have got to get at least one more win to ensure a spot in the SEC tournament. It ain't going to be easy. Auburn's ranked 19th in the country, but Kentucky has looked good at times. Sunday against South Carolina, almost the entire series against top-ranked Tennessee. Don't think they'll hit the ball the way they did last night. Auburn's got much better pitching. But Chase Eastep with a three-run double. Rajanu tied his career high for base hits with three. All he lacked was the home run. Otherwise, he hits for the cycle. Also tied a career high with four runs batted in. Daniel Harris upped his hit streak to 12 games. Jacob Plastiak had a pair of doubles. So Kentucky just raked last night. But it was against a team that, quite frankly, just wasn't very tough. Wasn't very good. Again, great hitters, no pitching. But Matt Braga will turn things around again. He's in his second stint as the head coach at Tennessee Tech. Pitching has been an issue for the softball Wildcats, and they are capable of making a run in the NCAA tournament, but it's going to be tough because they do not have that dominant pitcher that it takes to really go far in women's softball. In fact, it's still the case. It's not as much as it used to be where one pitcher, one arm, could carry you into the World Series. They've changed the rules. They've changed equipment, trying to put more offense into the game. We'll talk to Chris Scholes about that in hour number two. But Virginia Tech does have great pitching, and Tech plays St. Francis on Friday. I think I said Kentucky softball begins tomorrow. It actually begins on Friday. The Wildcats take on Miami of Ohio on ESPN Plus at 4:30, right after the conclusion of the Virginia Tech St. Francis game. So if Kentucky gets, probably it's going to need pitching as good as it's been all year. Wildcats can make a run to a super regional. I don't believe there's any chance to host a super regional. You never know. But the Wildcats opening up on the road in NCAA tournament play for the first time in quite a while. But it is commonplace now. It's expected for Kentucky to be in the NCAA softball tournament. Back when Rachel Lawson first took over the program, and they got their first bid in her second year, they were jumping up and down. They were over the moon. Now it's not only do we get in, do we host, do we have a shot at a super regional? And if you do, of course, you got a big chance at going to the College World Series. Kentucky's been there once. That was in 2014. And I had the privilege of doing those games on the radio, on this very radio station. And it was a ball. It was a blast. So I don't know if they get back this year, but I hope they do get back. And if they do, I urge you, if you're a Kentucky fan at all of softball, try to make arrangements to go. Speaking of postseason, the tennis team takes on top-seeded TCU. This is what I was thinking about. This is tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the University of Illinois. They're in the Elite Eight for the first time since 2011, moving up after they beat DePaul, Northwestern, and number 9 Wake Forest here in Lexington. So the winner of tomorrow's match heads to the Final Four Saturday to take on either Ohio State or Michigan. Nasty story out there involving a former Kentucky Wildcat, Rajon Rondo. The mother of his children has been granted an emergency protective order after he allegedly pulled a gun on her and threatened to kill her. Ashley Batchelor, his ex-girlfriend, says Rondo was playing video games with their son last week when she asked the boy to finish doing laundry. He became, quote, enraged and ripped the video game console from the wall. It got a lot uglier after that. He allegedly smashed a teacup in front of their daughter, began throwing things around the house, and drove his car onto the lawn and yelled, "You're dead." She called a friend of hers who is a former police chief who came to the house, talked Rondo down, got the gun away from him, and now there are legal proceedings against him, a protective order request. Ugly situation, obviously, so we'll keep you posted on that. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll hear from Michael Epps of Fox 56. Hour number two, we'll preview Kentucky softball, and we'll hear from Gary Moore, our West End Bureau Chief. Coming up next, we'll hear the comment I was telling you about from Jay Billis as he spoke with Rex Chapman and Josh Hopkins. All of this next on the Big Blue Insider here on 630 WLAP.
Got bugs in your house? Call IPM. This is Matt Schaefer with IPM Pest and Termite. For over 20 years, IPM Pest and Termite has been servicing homes and businesses. Ants, spiders, crickets, termites, moles, and mosquito services. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your pest maintenance service. You can always find out more by going to myipm.com. Call us at 271-8852.
For the health and safety of everyone, people are staying in their homes now more than ever before. It's also important that the air inside our home is as clean and pure as possible. The professionals at Atmosphere Air Quality are here for you. Whether it's duct cleaning to combat allergies, AC coil cleaning, even carpet cleaning and deodorizing, residential or commercial, call them today to set up a free video inspection of your air ducts. 388-4424. 388-4424. Atmosphere Air Quality. The experts.
For over 30 years, Northside Family RV has been Kentucky's number one RV dealer. We stock over 300 new and used RVs. Come see America's top brands like Tiffin, Jayco, Keystone, Forest River, Grand Design, and Winnebago. Don't miss out on our model year closeout sale going on now. Come in now and save thousands. Located at the corner of North Broadway and New Circle Road in Lexington, call us at 859-299-8386 or visit online at northsidervs.com. Go Cats!
Have you been dreaming of a home theater, outdoor entertainment, motorized shades, or simply want to feel more secure in your home? Tom Leach here for Barney Millers. Let the team of experts at Barney Millers help design and install a technology solution customized for you and your budget. Take a technology tour of our showroom or visit BarneyMillers.com to get inspired. Barney Millers. Celebrating 100 years downtown.
Shamrock Bar and Grill on Passion Drive has always been your home for good food, great times, cold beer, and the biggest games on TV. But did you know you can bring that world-famous Shamrock atmosphere to your home? Shamrock is now delivering food, growlers, and six-packs to your door. Find our full menu at shamrocksky.com or call our Passion Drive location at 269-7621. Call them up tonight for delivery. You can also have Shamrock's food delivered by Uber.
Hi guys, it's me, Brian Baumgartner, and maybe you've heard my podcast, The Office Deep Dive. Well, now I'm expanding it into even more of your favorite shows in my new podcast, Off the Beat.
Hey everybody, I'm Rob Riggle.
Hi, I'm Allison Hannigan.
My name is Jamie Lynn Sigler, middle soprano.
Eric Stone Street, I play Cameron Tucker.
Listen to Off the Beat on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
Welcome back to the Big Blue Insider. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk UK sports with Michael Epps of Fox 56. He is new to the beat here in Lexington, coming up from Tennessee, and has been on the air now for a few months, so we will talk Kentucky hoops with him, or UK sports in general with him. A little bit later on, we'll get a preview of Kentucky softball, the Wildcats opening NCAA tournament play, as I mentioned, tomorrow, actually, on Thursday. And, of course, being Wednesday, we'll visit with our West End Bureau Chief, Gary Moore. We will hopscotch all over the sports map with Gary, as we always do. Wanted to share with you a comment that I heard via the Rex Chapman podcast. Rex has two that I know of. One of them is called Charges, where he interviews athletes and famous people who have gone astray, if you will, just as Rex did with his problems with drug addiction and law breaking and things like that. And he has worked his way back to society and is still in rehab and always will be, I'm sure. So that's an interesting podcast. But the other one is basically the Rex Chapman show that he co-hosts with Josh Hopkins, the Hollywood actor who is from Lexington, the son of Larry Hopkins, the late great politician here in town. And Josh, of course, has done many things in acting, and probably the most high-profile gig he had was opposite Courtney Cox on a series called Cougar Town, which I really enjoyed. And Josh is a huge UK fan. In fact, UK Sports Video has used Josh in some projects that I've really enjoyed. And he knows his basketball. He really does. So he and Rex interview famous people, mostly athletes, but they've had a couple of actors on and broadcaster types. And of recent, they had a guy who was both, Jay Billis, who, of course, played for Duke in the mid-'80s. His Duke team lost to U of L in the 86 championship game. And then he went on to play pro ball overseas. Now, of course, you know him as a terrific college basketball analyst. So they talked quite a bit with the Jay about basketball, about coaches, about his life, about the NIL situation, and the NCAA. Jay is the harshest public critic of the NCAA, as you well know. But one of the things he talked about when they spoke about Mike Krzyzewski retiring was Coach K and the Leitner game. And you know what I'm talking about, obviously. But, and I wrote about this not long ago on BigBlueInsider.com. And if you Google Big Blue Insider, my name, Coach K, it'll come up if you missed it. But one of the things I wrote about was my interaction with Mike Krzyzewski when he was just getting started and people wanted to fire him. And it was just me and him. And you know, under some bleachers after U of L beat the crap out of Duke over in Freedom Hall. Now, you know, I don't know about now, but when he was coaching big time for Duke, you couldn't get near him because he was surrounded by seven guys who looked like they would break your back if he came near him. But I also love the fact, and I wrote about this, that Krzyzewski came over after, as his players were still celebrating on the court after beating Richie and John and Darren and Jamal Mashburn and that group, Sean Woods, and asked if he could speak to UK fans on the radio. And Jay Billis, when he was trying to describe to Rex and Josh what Krzyzewski was like away from the court, what kind of man he is, he brought that up. So here's a segment courtesy of the Rex Chapman podcast.
What Coach K did after that game, I still think is one of the amazing, most amazing things I've ever seen. So after that shot went in, everybody's going nuts, and you know, Kentucky's devastated. The Duke people are thrilled. Coach K went over. That was Kaywood Ledford's last game, and Coach K went over just as they were signing off. Went over to his courtside position and put a headset on to one, you know, sort of honor Kaywood Ledford's career and acknowledge it, and to tell Kentucky fans how amazing their team was. And I'm not sure that how many people would have had the presence of mind to do that. And, you know, it just kind of showed, like, he does have a lot of empathy. Like, he wants to win like everybody else. And he would have been devastated if they lost and all that stuff. But he thinks beyond the moment and to what everything really means. And that always has stood out to me as a pretty cool thing that he did. But just understanding the moment and what everything meant to everyone involved, I thought was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it was.
And that's Josh Hopkins himself chiming in at the end there. And I know Kentucky fans will always hate Mike Krzyzewski because he was the coach at Duke, which broke their hearts. And, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense in terms of logic because that's what they were supposed to do. But whoever said sports was logical, as I've said many times, and I think I wrote about this in that column, I'm a Green Bay Packers fan, and as such, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because growing up, they were always trying to beat the Packers and keep them out of the Super Bowl. So, and this is in the 60s, but I still hate the Cowboys, you know? But it's sports, so that's the way it is. Anyway, again, my lone interaction with Krzyzewski was fine, but sometimes isolated instances make people come up with different opinions. For instance, a former coworker of mine who now works for a different TV station down in North Carolina, had a run-in, not a run-in, but just had an experience with Mike Krzyzewski, and apparently he was having a bad day or whatever and was kind of rude. So, you know, that's the reason she doesn't like him. It wasn't because of the Leitner shot. It's just because of the way that on that particular day, at that particular moment, didn't like the way Krzyzewski came off. I've had many instances like that, I'm sure. Everybody has. You know, I had an instance like that with Jay Billis. Tried to get in an interview with Jay Billis once, and he blew me off. He was rude about it. So, that's just the way things go sometimes. But it was interesting when that came up, because I've always held that situation with Kaywood in completely high regard. And I've heard cynical Kentucky fans say the following. Well, he was just trying to steal Kaywood's moment. No. Well, he was just trying to rub it into Kentucky fans. No. When he later talked about it, he said he looked over and saw the anguish on the face, and he mentioned Richie in particular. And I'm telling you, coaches think about losing more than they do winning. If you listen to a successful coach, they can kind of remember stuff that happened on the way to championships, probably more than they like to recall. They can tell you chapter and verse to the extreme edges about losses, about games that got away. But that's what makes a successful coach successful, because they're so consumed with winning, and not so much with winning, but not losing and not replicating what happened in a loss. So Mike Krzyzewski at that moment could only imagine what was going through the hearts and minds of first the Kentucky players and then the Kentucky fans. And when he spoke, and some of you heard it, most of you didn't, when he spoke to Kentucky fans, he told them about, as Billis said, being proud of your team and just trying to help them deal with that situation. You know, if they had clobbered Kentucky, he never would have asked to speak on the UK radio network. And the other wild thing was, Caleb Ledford was literally 15 seconds from signing off. Krzyzewski caught him at just the right time. So anyway, thought I'd share that with you. Again, that's courtesy of the Rex Chapman podcast. I urge you to find it. It's a really, really good production with Rex and his longtime buddy, Josh Hopkins. We're back in just a minute with Michael Epps of Fox 56 here on 630 WLAP.
Do you have over $15,000 in debt? Have you been denied a loan? You're not alone. Freedom has solutions for you. It starts with one phone call to Freedom. Call now for free information at 1-800-577-2180.
It was extremely, extremely fast. That is what it was like getting a loan with Freedom.
As a family of companies, Freedom has served over 1 million people by providing over $5 billion in loans and resolving over $15 billion in consumer debt. Freedom guarantees you won't pay a fee unless they can help you with a loan qualification or your first debt settlement. How's that for a breath of fresh air?
It just, has been a godsend for us.
Call Freedom now. Call 1-800-577-2180 now. There's no obligation and no upfront fee. Call 1-800-577-2180 today. Pay testimonials. Results are not typical and will vary. Terms, costs, and fees apply. Products not available in all states. Freedom Financial Net is a DBA of Bills.com. NMLS 138484. Equal housing lender. Visit mp.freedomfinancialnet.com for full details.
The same great food you're accustomed to can now arrive at your door. The Cellar Bar and Grill on Lansdowne Drive in the Signature Club is open for delivery and Uber Eats. Check out our full menu online at cellargrill.com. That's cellargrill with an E.com. You can also follow the Cellar on social media or call us at 317-8301. From the Cellar Bar and Grill to your door tonight, call 317-8301 now for the Cellar Bar and Grill delivery.
Greater there for strong to severe thunderstorms as we go through the evening. Hail and high winds, the primary players. Any storm that's out there may also put down a lot of rain. We'll see more scattered action later tonight. Temperatures dropping into the 60s with a mix of sun and clouds around. Could be a few more strong thunderstorms later in the day on Thursday. Highs low and mid-80s, upper 80s coming up on Friday. Another severe threat Saturday night. From the WKYT First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Bailey.
Broadcasting live 24-7 from the Bank of the Bluegrass and Trust Studios, this is News Radio 630 WLAP, an iHeartRadio station.
Family cheer, and I'm excited because warmer days are here. Now, some of you out there suffer from things like type 2 diabetes, neuropathy, weight gain, but there's good news. True Health Solutions can get you ready to enjoy summer activities just like they did for these patients.
I feel like a different man. I can, like I said, in December, I was thinking about selling the farm, selling the horses, slowing down in business. And today, I can take anything thrown at me.
Come in and talk to him and listen to what he has to say and give him a chance. If you don't like what he's saying, then it's not for you, then you haven't lost anything. But you owe yourself the opportunity to better your life and health by coming in and speaking with Dr. Miller.
When I met Dr. Miller, he told me what he did. My thought on it was to go in as weight loss, but it really started with my health. I would tell someone that is dealing with diabetes right now, truly, the talk, the True Health Solutions.
Change your life and call True Health Solutions at 223-2233 or visit TrueHealthSolutionsForYou.com. You have the right to rescind within 72 hours any payment for services.
The Livesey Group is a family-owned CPA firm conveniently located on Pasadena Drive near Nicholasville Road in Lexington. They can help with tax preparation for individuals, businesses, trusts and estates, small business accounting support, including full-service payroll and outsourced bookkeeping services. All the Livesey Group services include free initial consultation and quotes. Bob and Bobby Livesey are native Lexingtonians. They are Big Blue fans and ready to serve you. The Livesey Group, your one-stop shop for accounting needs. Call 296-1913 or visit LiveseeGroup.com.
You're listening to Big Blue Insider with Dick Gabriel on News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com.
It's the Big Blue Insider here on 630 WLAP, 457-4471, 457-4471. You can tweet us at Big Blue Insider 1 or email us BigBlueInsider630@gmail.com. Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Epps. Michael is the weekend sports anchor, Fox 56 WDKY, and fairly new to the market in terms of his profession. We'll find out more about Michael's personal background. How are you, sir?
Doing good. I really like this market. I think it's a great sports market. Obviously, covering UK is a blast, and when you got the horse racing, when you got everything tuned in, it's a good time. I like it a lot here.
There's a lot going on, and to that end, you posted a piece, you've obviously had it on the air and then put it on social media where I saw it, about Ryan Howard. You went up to Indy to cover one of her first pro games up there, and she had it look like a typical kind of game where she stuffed the stat sheet. Tell me about that experience, first of all, and explain to everybody who may not have seen the story about the crowd that came up dressed in blue to watch her play.
Yeah, well, it's pretty fascinating. It was fascinating to see her play at Memorial Coliseum this year and really the last few years, the way she was able to just command the floor. She commanded the offense. She had that confidence. And taking that jump to the professional level, some players just don't bring that in right away, but you could just tell she knew that she was the best player on the floor that night. The Atlanta Dream were up against the Indiana Fever, and there was a group of about 50 or 60 UK fans. It was organized by the UK marketing department, and they got a bus together, and they took the three-hour trip up there, and it was pretty cool. They were there over a half hour before the game. Ryan waved at them. They were loud during the pregame introductions. And then after the game, it was pretty special. She went over there and hugged Kyra and hugged Lynn Dunn, who's the Fever general manager, the former UK women's basketball assistant. So pretty cool moment, and it just kind of shows that CBN travels. We see it in men's basketball when they travel for the postseason and certainly for football, too. This fan base travels.
Yeah, I saw the piece you did with the interview that included Lynn Dunn, and quite frankly, I'd forgotten she was up there, but she's had so many incredible jobs. She's a Hall of Famer, as you pointed out. And being at Kentucky, their paths crossed. And Lynn Dunn has meant a lot to a lot of people, a lot of players, especially kids from Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, an important part there in the coaching staff when she was here. And she brings that pedigree. She won the WNBA title with the Fever in 2012 as their head coach. So definitely that respect there, and Ryan said some very nice words about her, just how much she's meant to her and to so many players there, and especially Kyra. I mean, Ryan and Kyra, they certainly went through their ups and downs on the court this season. You know, that losing, I think, what was it, 9 to 10 games there from January to late February. Yep. But they battled, and they went down to Nashville, and they wanted to make a special moment for Ryan because she had so many personal accolades, but she didn't have that big championship that she's been itching for. That's that team that team motto and that team mentality that she's had, and she's taken that into the WNBA too. But really special moment for them in the program.
People forget that the first game where Kyra was officially Ryan Howard's head coach, she suspended her. She sat her for a game. Disciplinary, and I think it was more about academics or whatever, you know, it was, but whatever it was, you know, you're a rookie head coach, you've got arguably one of the top three players in America, and you know, you're going to win anyway. I can't remember who they were playing, but still, she sent a statement. I'm the coach, you're the player, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, they forged an interesting bond, and seeing your video of them hugging, that did my heart good, because I always wondered how they get along after Kentucky, and it looks like they are.
Yeah, you could tell Kyra cares, and she did it this year with Brianna Edwards, handing her a couple games suspension for off-court. So, you know, Kyra doesn't mess around, and even though, you know, they had their ups and downs and Brianna eventually transferred, they still all bought into each other and bought into the mission, and they went down to Nashville and did something special. It's a cool moment that they'll always be able to remember. And Ryan Howard, I mean, 33 points in that game on Sunday. They play the Fever again last night, and she got another 19 points. So she could really have Rookie of the Year locked up. We'll see, but so far, she's already possibly an all-star. She's already possibly one of the best players in the draft, and it's hard to think that the Mystics traded out of that spot with the number one pick, and that was a gold mine for the Atlanta Dream.
Absolutely. Talking to Michael Epps of Fox 56 WDKY. We'll get to the men's basketball in just a minute, but one more question about Ryan. When you were covering her games at Kentucky or taking video off TV, just you know, you can't help but not really study her game because she was so special and still is. Did you get the feeling, Michael, that she'd be even better as a pro? Because sometimes I think about a guy like Hamidou Diallo who struggled at times with his college game, but I always firmly believed he'd be at a better pro than a collegian. And Ryan was a great collegian because she was just so much better. But I just think the way they play professionally, I think she might even up her game a notch or two.
Yeah, Kyra talked about it a few times, even during the press conference after their final game, her final collegiate game, the NCAA tournament loss up in Bloomington. She said Ryan will take over the WNBA soon, and she was right. Ryan has that pro body. I mean, she's 6'2", 6'3", and she's strong, and she can shoot. She can make plays off the dribble. She has a lot of opportunities when she's handed the keys to the offense to just make things happen when plays break down, and she did it a ton at UK, and she did it a ton there in that Sunday afternoon game. Just like the green light, the ultimate green light to do whatever she needed to do to set up the offense and take some shots. And that shot was falling in the first quarter, 17 points. So we know she's a sharp shooter, but I think it'll be interesting and really exciting to see her grow in the pros, grow that confidence, that vocal leadership, because, you know, she is just a rookie and they have some experience on that team. But that's a team that could flip from the number one pick to, you know, possibly a playoff contender. I think they're 4-1 already now. So she's going to have some exciting basketball ahead of her.
Talking to Michael Epps of Fox 56 WDKY. He is the weekend sports anchor. Fox 56 has broadcast news at 10 o'clock for many, many years, dating back to the mid-90s. But, of course, we over at WDKYT used to have a contractual arrangement where we would produce. It took a little while for people to catch on, but then pretty soon they're like, why is KYT's weather guy on Fox 56? But so it was like that for a while, but I guess it was a little more than a year ago, the parent company decided we're going to do our own thing, and they hired a lot of different people, new people, and some older faces have come over. But Michael's one of the people. It's not exactly a startup. It is in terms of the operation, but the news has been in place for quite some time. Tell everybody where you were and why you decided to come here prior to this move.
Yeah, our company is Nexstar Media Group, and so they purchased this station, WDKY, which, as you said, was operating with KYT kind of underneath. And Nexstar wanted to make it separate as its own entity. And so I was with Nexstar down in Johnson City, Tennessee, WJHL. And I was covering, you know, East Tennessee State basketball, you know, a mid-major team, and Love those high school sports down there as well, like they do here in Lexington. So it was a pretty seamless transition coming up here. I came up here in October, and we didn't officially launch until January 1st. So those first couple months were kind of about learning the market, learning the area, getting out to cover games. And then we officially broadcasted our own show on January 1st. So that was the big day, and now we're adding a newscast. We have a 6:30 p.m. and a 10 p.m. newscast right now. We're adding a 7 p.m. soon, and it's going to be exciting to just kind of see how much more growth we can have as a station and bringing people local news and, of course, local sports. We have a blast doing it.
Companies that own television stations have learned, and it's taken a while, and of course markets shift, but there is far less programming, what we call syndicated programming. That's what the game shows are, and that's what some of the reruns are, and they're finding out people would rather see more local news, and KYT's done it, 18's done it. I don't know what the plans are for WTVQ, but obviously Fox 56 is doing it as well. We're talking to Mike Alepsi, the weekend sports anchor. When we come back, we will talk about shifting from covering East Tennessee State basketball to Kentucky basketball. That's next on the Big Blue Insider here on 630 WLAP.
From ultra-high inflation.
And it's my top domestic priority.
To ultra-high cost of living.
I know you got to be frustrated.
It pays to be ultra-well-informed.
We're throwing money away like drunken sailors.
That makes me sick.
News Radio 630 WLAP.
When you want the best, Neil Huffman has it. NeilHuffman.com.
Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices fall. When interest rates fall, prices rise.
A few years back, I had no idea what a tax-free municipal bond was or any of the benefits it provided me as I worked towards retirement. As my work journey nears an end, I'm glad Henyon & Walsh introduced me to the idea of tax-free income. Henyon & Walsh specializes in investment-grade tax-free municipal bonds. And when I talk to the folks at Henyon & Walsh, I can be confident that they give me the kind of service I always wanted and deserve. Call Henyon & Walsh today to learn more about the benefits of municipal bonds. Call 1-800-761-9761 now, and they'll send their informative bond guide free. No obligation, no cost. Just dial 1-800-761-9761 to receive your free bond guide and learn more about how municipal bonds can serve as your cornerstone to any portfolio. Call 1-800-761-9761. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, guys, game's on!
Whether you're cheering on the Wildcats from the stands or from your den...
Go, Cat!
Dude, you spilled the nachos.
Kentucky Utilities is there with you, delivering safe and reliable energy you can count on. But power isn't the only thing we provide. With KU, you can take advantage of convenient, time-saving services like our online outage map, paperless billing, and auto pay. So while the cat's energies go to serving up wins, at KU, our energies go to serving you.
Attention fleet owners. Your vehicles are a traveling advertisement for your business. Keeping them clean and presentable speaks volumes about your business. With winter on its way, protect your investment with Hydrosphere Services, the only call you need to make to keep your fleet looking top-notch. With Hydrosphere, you're getting the best-in-class power washing service with the best-in-class commercial-grade equipment. Visit HydrosphereServices.com and fill out our online service form or call 219-2200. That's 219-2200.
Have you been dreaming of a home theater, outdoor entertainment, motorized shades, or simply want to feel more secure in your home? Tom Leach here for Barney Millers. Let the team of experts at Barney Millers help design and install a technology solution customized for you and your budget. Take a technology tour of our showroom or visit BarneyMillers.com to get inspired. Barney Millers, celebrating 100 years downtown.
Shamrock Bar and Grill on Heartland Parkway has always been your home for good food, great times, cold beer, and the biggest games on TV. But did you know you can bring that world-famous Shamrock atmosphere to your home? Shamrock is now delivering food, growlers, and six-packs to your door. Find our full menu at shamrocksky.com or call their Heartland Parkway location at 245-9504. Call them up tonight for delivery. You can also have Shamrock's food delivered by Uber Eats.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Epps, weekend sports anchor, Fox 56. And Michael, you said before the break that you were covering East Tennessee State basketball. I've got to think in terms of broadcasting, journalism, sports in general, that when you shifted to the UK beat, and I know you share it with your coworkers, it was quite a shift for you professionally, I've got to imagine.
Oh, yeah, even media day there. They held the media day for UK basketball Memorial Coliseum, and there were, oh, my gosh, 30 cameras, the TV cameras, as
easily.
Opposed to ETSU with, you know, probably five people there in total. ETSU basketball, they care a lot about it down there. And they had a good season my first year down there. That was right when COVID shut things down. They were 30-4 and won the SoCon, so they were going to get an automatic bid to the tournament and try to make some noise as a Cinderella. That was a bummer for Steve Forbes' squad, yeah. Who eventually went to Wake Forest. But coming here, you can just tell that love for basketball is just real. And I'm from up north. I'm from Michigan, where we love our basketball, too. But here, it's pretty special. And the following that CBN keeps up with its teams, especially men's basketball, is exciting. It's one of the best programs in the country.
Your thoughts on John Calipari? I know that you probably will never get the opportunity to forge the kind of relationship you might have had with the ETSU coach or whatever, because he's like a corporation unto himself. But what's it like for you covering John Calipari?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. And we were able to do a lot of media in person until I think around December, when they moved all those post-game press conferences back to virtual as Omicron cases started to rise. So it's kind of a bummer to lose that face-to-face interaction. We're hoping that we're going to get more of that this upcoming season. But it's fascinating, the corporation that you say. I mean, this guy, the charisma, you can just tell. It's not just confidence, but there's a certain aura about him that you would just hear about through being a college basketball fan. But when you get here, it's the real deal. And you know, a lot of fans haven't been too happy with him recently.
Yeah.
But you got to think, you know, he's doing what he thinks is best for the program. And you can't fault him for it. He won a national title. I know fans expect more than one, but he does have one. And, every year is another year, so maybe he'll have a shot this year at a second.
You're a Michigan State guy, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm a big Tom Izzo fan. Is there much similarity between those two guys?
Yeah, Izzo had the same kind of aura, that kind of – he had more of a – love and adoration in the fan base. I think this UK fan base loves Calipari, but they're pretty quick to jump on him on social media, of course, and they won't be too happy with him quick. You know, I'm sure it was a little different for the late great Joby Hall and Tubby. I know fans were kind of upset with him in his later years. So I get it. You know, the fan base has high expectations. They want winning basketball. They want national titles. And that's understandable. But I think at Michigan State, although they have the same expectations, obviously, I think there's more of a love for Izzo. For him to come in pretty early and win in 2000 was just a moment that, okay, he's set in stone replacing the late, great Judd Heathcote, and he's been a staple. I mean, he now has the most Final Fours of any active head coach. Obviously, that would have been different if Roy Williams and Coach K had not retired, but you can still see he's one of the top in the game, and he's also searching for that number two. But I think Cal, there's just a different aura about him. He's gotten five-star recruits. He's gotten the big-time flash for years, and Izzo's had a couple of them with Miles Bridges and Jaren Jackson, but it's expected here at Kentucky.
Talking to Michael Epps, he's the weekend sports anchor at Fox 56 WDKY. Of course, Michigan State, well-known for football, the Big Ten and all that. Now you're covering the SEC, and you've caught Kentucky at a good time when it comes to covering football. I've been here forever, so I've seen a lot of ups and downs, more downs than ups. But I can tell you what's happening right now is a lot of fun. What's it been like for you to drop into the middle of the Mark Stoops era? I don't know if it's the middle of the Mark Stoops era, but right now it's among the high points.
Yeah, it's pretty special. I was covering a few Tennessee games when I was down in Johnson City. I'd go to Neyland a few times, and it was just exciting to get into SEC football. But now being here, actually in the market, going to practice every day, it's the real deal. And it's pretty exciting to think what they got this fall. They're making noise, and they got some big-time players. They got lucky that some guys came back. So Stoops obviously has a big-time program, and they're trying to make a statement in the SEC East. I think they will, but it just comes down to the ultimate statement of can they beat the Dogs here at Kroger Field to try to win the SEC East. That's the million-dollar question.
Do you think they can?
That's going to be tough. I don't want to upset these BBN fans that you got on your stuff. I don't want to say no, but that's just it's a different level. But yeah. when you look at quarterback play, UK has the edge. I mean, yeah. Will Levis, they're already talking about him being, you know, possibly even number one pick in the NFL draft next spring. I don't know if he could be number one. If he cuts down on these turnovers, then I think he has a good shot to be a top five, top ten pick. And I think people are sleeping on him in terms of one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC. I think he's going to have a big-time season. We will see if he has his running back, Chris Rodriguez, who has been in a little bit of trouble lately. But if they have him back, that's a pretty dynamic offense. And either way, even if they don't win that Georgia game, I mean, we're getting to the point now where if UK is expecting to win the SEC, if not winning the SEC is a disappointment, I'd say that's a good thing about your program.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the step yet. I don't know if this fall the expectation is to beat Georgia and run the table in the SEC. I think they're just a little bit a step away from that. So, but even if they don't, if they go 7-1 in the SEC, I think that's a big-time season.
Fans' expectations, for the most part, should always and will always exceed what teams, unless you're talking about a Georgia or an Alabama, it will exceed what they accomplish. But that's part of the fun of being a fan. Michael Epps, watch for his work on Fox 56, WDKY. And, you know, back in the day when KYT had both stations, I can't tell you how many times I anchored the sports on Fox 56. So I feel kind of a kinship for you and your coworkers. And here's a little bit of trivia for you. The very first sports anchor for Fox 56 was a woman named Akemi Takei. She is the niece of Mr. Sulu from Star Trek, George Takei. So there's a little bit of Fox 56 history for you. How's that?
Wow, that's
and
fun.
And she is married. She's now married to the radio voice of the Utah Jazz. And is a former sideline reporter like me for the Seattle Seahawks. So, and she's a great person. You should meet her someday. Michael, thanks again for your time, and I will see you at the ballpark.
Hey, Dick, thanks a lot. It was great meeting you in the fall here. And we got some big-time moments here to cover together. So I'm excited. Thanks a lot for having me on.
Michael Epps of Fox 56, and to take you down memory lane, when we first put that show on the air, I think if memory serves, it was just a 30-minute show, and almost immediately they expanded it to an hour, and they realized that there wasn't enough content, there weren't enough people to send out on different stories and things like that to fill the show, basically, without just putting a bunch of drivel in it. So the news director came to me and said, sports is now going to be 7 minutes long. And at times it was longer than that. And in television, that's an eternity. Anybody in TV can tell you. Now, they've gone the other way. It's ridiculous how short sportscasts are. Don't get me started on that. I will deliver a soliloquy sometime soon about the state of TV sports and that kind of thing. They're selling you short as sports fans, and they think you're idiots. But anyhow, 7 minutes was a lot. But what that gave you a chance to do, and I did it all the time, especially in the summer, I pulled great plays from the network feeds and showed the great catches and the home runs and things like that, and entering stories that may not have been from Lexington, but it was just all about great video, which is now what you're seeing on social media. Everybody's sharing great video clips, so we were doing that back in the day when we had longer sportscasts. KYT had a 6 minute sportscast once upon a time, but I digress. We're back in a minute here on 630 WLAP.
Big Blue Insider is on News Radio 630 WLAP.
Welcome back to the Big Blue Insider, hour number two of our program, and we've talked a lot of football here in the spring, really post spring, because, well, there's always something to talk about with people posting the surveys and the polls and the rankings and this and that. And again, they're fun, and we've got to fill shows, we got to fill column inches, we got to fill websites, clickbait, you have it. But we love talking college football, so that's okay with us. ESPN has announced its college game day schedule, at least the early portions of it. You know how they make their decisions week to week at some point, but they have announced that the opening edition of game day, of course, will involve Ohio State Notre Dame coming up on September 3rd in Columbus. They also announced some of the early season matchups they have. On Saturday, September the 3rd, Georgia kicks off its season in Atlanta against Oregon in the Chick-fil-A kickoff, and it came up because they've set the game times now. ABC says that game will happen at 2:30 p.m. The game precedes Notre Dame at Ohio State. That's at 6:30 on ABC. Buckeyes have a four-game winning streak over Notre Dame dating back to 1995. First-year head coach Marcus Freeman for Notre Dame returns to Ohio State. He was a standout linebacker for the Buckeyes. Remember, he was the D coordinator, and when Kelly left for LSU, he took over at Notre Dame. College game day, Reese Davis, Kirk Herbstreit, 21st visit to Columbus, more than any other city. And believe it or not, this is year number 36 for college game day. They haven't done all the games on the road, but this is year number 36. And I remember hearing somebody interviewed about the fact that somebody somewhere said, hey, why don't we do one on location? And somebody said, yeah, that's going to take some work, but yeah, let's give it a try. And man, it has become a phenomenon. So these other games, they may or may not host college game day, but Florida State, LSU on the 4th, that's a 6:30. Wisconsin at Ohio State to be determined. Texas, Oklahoma to be determined on ABC. Florida, Florida State's a 6:30 game on November 25th. So the information's starting to come out, and what that means is every day we are closer to college football. That's okay with me. Coming up, we're going to talk Kentucky softball with Chris Scholes. He's the UK softball PR man, knows all about it. Obviously, with this job, I've had some great experiences, and I was doing radio for WLAP and the UK website during the season when the Wildcats went to the College World Series in Oklahoma City. It was a ball, and I'm telling you, and Rachel still kicks herself for them not making a deeper run because she wasn't happy with the way she handled her pitchers, didn't think she had developed enough depth. I can tell you this, Kentucky would have advanced further if not for an error on a routine play, a routine play you and I could have made, but the poor kid just muffed it, and the other team ends up coming back to win, and that's what happens sometimes. But you hope, like I always hope, that Kentucky gets to the SEC tournament or the SEC championship game in football, because I want fans to be able to experience that. And UK fans made the trip. A lot of them did to Oklahoma City. And I'm telling you, that place was so crowded that if you walked around the concourse during games, not between games, you had a hard time finding room just to walk. They've since expanded that facility, but it's one of the great sporting events in America. And one other note, so many games are on TV now, it's affected scouting. In 06, when Kentucky won the SEC baseball title and hosted the NCAA tournament, Kentucky ends up losing the College of Charleston, and Doug and I did the games. I get a phone call from a former intern of mine who was the pitching coach at Georgia Tech, which was hosting the Super Regional, and next would face College of Charleston. And he said, hey, can you send me a copy of the broadcast so we can scout College of Charleston? I said, sure. So our broadcast of the Kentucky baseball game to help Georgia Tech prepare for College of Charleston. That intern, by the way, Bob Miranda, now the head coach at Western Michigan. We're back in just a minute here on the Big Blue Insider, 630 WLAP.
We all know the importance of nutrition and diet for a healthy lifestyle. We also know that dairy foods deliver great nutrition and value. That's reason enough why Kentucky families choose Prairie-owned Prairie Farms dairy products, like our two complete lines of delightful, creamy Prairie Farms yogurt flavors, fat-free or low-fat. Both fit neatly under 100 calories per serving. Farm fresh quality from our family to yours. Farmer owned Prairie Farms.
When is the last time you took a good look at your house? Actually walked all the way around and looked at the exterior?
Mold, dust, weather can drastically change the way your home looks and cause damage. Hydrosphere Services is the first and only call you need to make. Hydrosphere Services are the experts in pressure and power washing, plus they are certified, insured, and trained to give you the best-in-class cleaning services. If you are a home or a business owner, make the call now to Hydrosphere Services, 219-2200. That's 219-2200, or visit hydrosphereservices.com.
I had no idea buying a big screen meant everybody comes to my house for game night. And what do they bring? Chips. If it weren't for Boone Butcher Shop, I'd be broke trying to feed them all. All right, let's see. Should I go for the pick five or get a meat bundle? Maybe one of Boone's freezer baskets. So many options. I'm going for the cookout special bundle. Now over to the deli for some cheese, grab some marinade. I love Boone's Butcher Shop. They've got it all.
Boone's Butcher Shop, top quality meats for less. 100 Old Bloomfield Pike, Bardstown. Online at boonesbutchershop.com.
Have you been dreaming of a home theater, outdoor entertainment, motorized shades, or simply want to feel more secure in your home? Tom Leach here for Barney Miller's. Let the team of experts at Barney Miller's help design and install a technology solution customized for you and your budget. Take a technology tour of our showroom or visit BarneyMillers.com to get inspired. Barney Miller's, celebrating 100 years downtown.
Hey guys, game's on!
Whether you're cheering on the Wildcats from the stands or from your den...
Go Cats!
Dude, you spilled the nachos.
Kentucky Utilities is there with you, delivering safe and reliable energy you can count on. But power isn't the only thing we provide. With KU, you can take advantage of convenient, time-saving services like our online outage map, paperless billing, and auto pay. So while the cat's energies go to serving up wins, at KU, our energies go to serving you.
Love this radio station? Take it with you everywhere you go, along with thousands more just like it when you download the free iHeartRadio app. Have something to say? Send a voice message straight to the studio by tapping the talkback mic inside the iHeartRadio app. You might even end up on the air, but that's just radio. Check out tons of playlists like Songs of Summer, plus the most podcasts on the planet, including chart toppers like Sympathy Pains and Betrayal. It's all waiting for you now on the free iHeart app. Discover music, radio, and podcasts you'll love.
This is the home of the Wildcats, 630 WLAP.
This is the Press Spotlight, sponsored by Mingy Beef Jerky. Boys high school volleyball could be on the way to the state of Kentucky. According to the Kentucky Volleyball Coaches Association website, club teams from 13 schools participated in an eight-week regular season that began after basketball ended in Lexington. The ultimate goal of getting volleyball for boys sanctioned as a KHSAA sport is underway, and a number of schools expressing interest has climbed to as many as 49, according to a survey conducted by the KHSAA. On Saturday, schools that offer volleyball already as a varsity sport conducted a tournament, the 2022 KVCA Boys Volleyball State Tournament over at Lafayette. Louisville Saints beat Lafayette by a score of 2-0. Hydro game finished up a full day of pool play that featured 12 teams, which played games at two different sites, Henry Clay and Lafayette. That's the Prep Spotlight, sponsored by Mingy Beef Jerky, located in Paris, Kentucky. Kentucky jerky, hand-cut from a solid piece of beef. M-I-N-G-U-A, MingyBeefJerky.com. Welcome back. On our Celebrity Hotline, joining us right now is Chris Schultz. He is the lead PR man for UK softball, which once again is heading to postseason. Chris, no home bid, just not quite enough victories this year. Was the team disappointed when the word came down, or were you all anticipating that?
I think everybody anticipated that we wouldn't be hosting. Our RPI had fell from the ranks of the top 16, which is typically a pretty good indication that you won't be able to play games at home the first week of the tournament. We ended up 24th in the RPI. So we really thought that we needed to win a couple of games in Gainesville for the SEC tournament in order to have a chance to get into the conversation of hosting. So I wouldn't characterize it as disappointing. I think it was exactly what everybody was expecting.
And you're not too far from home if your fans would like to follow you.
No, and it's an incredibly difficult regional.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unfair by any stretch of the imagination, but it is an incredibly difficult regional. Blacksburg, Virginia is just, you know, a little bit 4.5 hours or so away from Lexington, so it's a very comfortable distance. It's within that 300-mile radius that the NCAA tries to stick with for regional competition. You know, there's been a lot of people that have talked about how, you know, Kentucky, who was, you know, probably number 19 or 20 slotted on the board, goes to the number 2 or 3 seed nationally. And that's because I think people need to realize that for the softball tournament, once the top 16 seeds are slotted, we don't have a true S-curve when we slot the next 32 teams. So it's done based off geography. And so they try to keep teams within the 300-mile radius of each other. And so there is no, you know, the 17 goes to the 16 and the 18 goes to the 15. We don't have that in softball. So 17 can go to 1 or they can go to 16. So it's a close drive. Virginia Tech is an outstanding team. They've never hosted regionals before, so I'm sure that they're going to have a lot of people there. They have probably the best pitcher in the country in Keely Rochard. And so it's going to be an awesome regional with a lot of teams that can do some damage in the first weekend and, in my opinion, in the second weekend as well.
You can either go for geography or balanced bracketing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of our administrative representatives, Stephanie Simmons, she's actually on the NCAA Softball Selection Committee. So we've kind of had an opportunity to, you know, get a little bit more in-depth in terms of how the committee is plotting teams and what they're looking for when they look at the top 16 seeds. And you're right, when you talk about bracketing, there are certain principles that the committee can't override. There's a certain thing that the NCAA requires when they do the bracket, and one of those is for the regional weekend, you have to have a geography-based regional. And so there are very few teams that are actually going to be getting on airplanes to fly across the country. And there's a reason for that. It's fiscally sound, and everybody is understanding of that. It's not the way that we would like to have it. You know, obviously, you'd love to have a true S-curve,
right,
1 through 64. But yeah, you're exactly right. These are regionals. They're called regionals for a reason. And most of these weekend sites are going to be teams that can just hop on a bus and they're within that 300-mile range.
Let's talk about the teams you're facing as we talk with Chris Scholes, PR man for UK softball. The Wildcats take on Miami of Ohio at the Blacksburg Regional. I know they don't like being called Miami of Ohio, but that's just the way, that's just the way we do business. You all know Miami and Virginia Tech pretty well already, don't you?
Yeah, and we first got to know Miami of Ohio last year because they came to the Lexington Regional last year. Now, Kentucky did not play Miami of Ohio because of the way it worked out, but they have a terrific pitcher in Courtney Vistra. She is one of the best pitchers in the country. She was the pitcher of the year in her conference. They were the conference champions, and of course, this year we went up to Oxford and we lost. And we lost a midweek game 7-5, and, you know, it was not... There's a little bit of a difference between baseball and softball is, you know, in softball, we don't really have midweek pitchers per se.
Right.
You know, everybody kind of gets an opportunity to throw every single game if they're available and ready to go. So that was not a fluke. Miami of Ohio was a terrific team from the MAC that they're making their second postseason appearance. And then the Virginia Tech game, obviously, that was opening weekend. It was the last game of opening weekend. And those become a little bit tricky. And look, there was an absolutely zero fluke for Virginia Tech beating Kentucky that weekend. They were one of the best teams in the country at the time, and they still are. A lot of times when you get into those pre-conference tournaments, you're playing 5 games within a 3-day stretch.
Yeah.
And so that was the 5th game within a 3-day stretch. I think a lot of people, especially on opening weekend, they're mentally exhausted. The tank is empty. And so I'll be interested to see how it plays out this weekend. But Virginia Tech has Keely Rochard. She was one of the best pitchers in the country. She was the pitcher of the year in the ACC. Pete DeMore has been to Kentucky for regionals. He was a longtime assistant at Missouri, so he's familiar with us. And he was the Atlantic Coast Conference Coach of the Year. And then they have Emma Lemley, who was the ACC Freshman of the Year. She's their number 2 pitcher. So they have a lot of firepower in the circle. They don't allow a lot of runs. Their offense is not great, but it typically does the job. And when you have Rochard and Lemley in the circle, you probably only need 4 or 5 runs to win a game.
Rachel Lawson says no dominant arm means all arms on deck, right?
Yeah, that's the way this team is going to have to win. And we've known that. We've known that probably since January. Ken Spangler has developed into our go-to pitcher.
Right.
She's going to get a majority of the innings, I would imagine, in the postseason. She is the only pitcher that is a lefty on our staff, so she gives us a look that none of our other pitchers can have. She has by far and away the best changeup, maybe in the league. I mean, it's definitely the best changeup on the team. And she's had a sub-2 ERA. She has 9 wins on the year. She's 9-3. So she's done a terrific job in the circle for Kentucky. But, yeah, you're right. It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck approach. So we have a multitude of different options that we can throw at you. They come from different sides of the plate. They come from different angles. They throw upspin. They throw downspin. So there's a lot of different options, but it is not going to be something that other teams have the luxury of, which is writing one name on the lineup card and knowing that that person is going to be able to give them, you know, a complete game with very minimal damage done.
Tatum's only lost two games. One of them, though, was to Florida in the tournament. She just had a rough day. Only lasted a third, gave up three runs, walked three. You all walked a lot of batters, Chris, and as you know, that's not like you.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that go into that. You know, obviously, that's really, to be honest with you, that's Tatum Spangler's first time in a big outing, a big opportunity. Mm. She hasn't had the opportunity to pitch on a big stage in her career, so to go down there in Gainesville, and Florida is one of the most difficult teams to pitch to in the country. I would be willing to bet, I don't know this off the top of my head, I'd be willing to bet they lead the country in walks. It's actually like watching a baseball team, a very disciplined baseball team. They take a ton of pitches. They get hit by a ton of pitches. They do not swing out of the zone. They are incredibly disciplined. Tim Walton is one of the best coaches in the country. He's won two national championships. So if you don't throw strikes, they are not going to swing. You are not going to get marginal pitches against them either. And so it was just a really hard matchup for Tatum to try to get there. And when Florida is down there in Gainesville and their offense is cooking, it is as loud as Tuscaloosa or any of the other large facilities in the country that really get into your head and can create a true home field advantage.
Well, that experience ought to help in the regional coming up. We're talking to Chris Scholes, UK's softball PR man. Wildcats heading for the Blacksburg Regional, hosted by the number 3 overall seed, Virginia Tech. You talked about the Hokies' top pitcher, and you mentioned not being able to pencil in that one name. And Kentucky's had some pitchers like that. And that is still something that is maybe unique to softball within the NCAA. But I know, Chris, you and I have talked about this on broadcast. Chris has sat in with me more than one occasion on broadcast. But the days are gone when one pitcher can completely dominate a regional or a bracket. It's still vital, as you said. But there have been rule changes, equipment changes to make it a little bit more palatable when it comes to offense, haven't there?
There have been. And I think one of the other things that has completely changed the game, quite honestly, is ESPN. I think with every game available on ESPN, everybody in the country knows your tendencies, and everybody in the country knows how to scout you, and everybody in the country is trying to pick your pitches. I think that's been one of the biggest changes, is it has just made scouting, it's made scouting easier, which in a way also makes scouting tougher, because you have to find ways to combat all of the things that you do and make yourself non-pickable. But yeah, you're right. Most of the rule changes in the sport of softball the last probably 7 to 10 years have been offensive oriented. They're trying to get more offense in the game. And, you know, we definitely have been able to do that successfully. I think our games are probably taking a little bit longer than we'd like. We'd like to say with the 2-hour window, we're probably creeping closer to 2:15 right now because we have more offense in the game. So that's going to be a constant back and forth with rule changes. You know, did we change too much offensively? Do we need to go back to some more pitching rules? And vice versa. So I think it's going to be interesting to see where we go. Next year's a non-rule change year. But you are 100% right. The days of just having one person, and, you know, quite honestly, a lot of people that are familiar with Montana Fouts from this area, Montana Fouts is having the worst year for career statistically this year. And that, I don't think, is anything to do with Montana herself. I think it's just the fact that so many teams are now seeing her. So many teams are now seeing pitchers that throw 70 miles per hour because girls are getting better, faster, stronger, well-coached, and things like that. And they're able to go deeper into games. And it's just you have to diversify yourself. You have to diversify your arsenal. You have to diversify your pitches, your speed, your locations, your mix, and all that sort of thing when you're trying to be non-scouted so that you can be the best that you can be in regionals.
You mentioned game time, and Rachel and I had a conversation 5 or 6 years ago about the fact that ratings for softball on ESPN. Now, this is prior to them getting the SEC package, the ACC package, but ratings for softball were better than they were for college baseball because the games didn't last as long. You know, it's hard to hold on to an audience, whether it's pro baseball, college baseball. So you're right, they don't want these games to start dragging on with endless pitching changes and things like that. But it's a tight ball game, and, you know, when there's action. So I think it's grabbed a lot of new fans.
Yeah, I think it has. And the thing is, you know, we've added so many things into our game that makes it exciting. but a lot of those things have the downside of making the games longer. So, for instance, this is our first year using instant replay.
Yeah.
And we need instant replay because in softball we have an older demographic of umpires, so they're getting older as our athletes are getting faster, stronger, and quicker. And so replay is great, and it's helped out a lot of things. It's clarified a lot of things. It's made a difference in a lot of games. But what it does is it slows the game down, and
yep.
It stops the game for 2 minutes, and we have centralized replay in the FCC, so all of our replays are done in Birmingham,
right.
Just like baseball is done,
that's
and just right. Like I believe football is done that way as well.
Yep.
But it slows the game down. But we're trying to do everything we can to fit it in a two-hour window, and, yeah, the ratings are still better than college baseball right now on a national level and a local level, and I think a majority of that can be contributed to the fact that our game's 2 hours. You don't have to plan for your entire afternoon to be yep. ruined to watch the game. And it's a fun sport. It's a fun product. If you've never been, I highly encourage you to just, you know, a lot of times what we've realized in our analytical studies of human behavior when they come to Kentucky and come to the softball game is if you come to a game, we typically can get you back. The hardest thing is just getting people to come.
Kentucky takes on Miami, and actually the second game of the day, the Wildcats will play after Virginia Tech and St. Francis on Friday. That game's on the ACC network, speaking of television. And then Kentucky plays Miami at 4:30 p.m. on ESPN Plus, or roughly 35 minutes after the conclusion of the game, of the first game. Chris, thank you so much. Best of luck, as always. And with any luck at all, we'll talk again throughout the tournament and maybe prior to a trip to Oklahoma City.
Sounds great, Dick. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate that. Next up, our West End Bureau Chief, Gary Moore, here on the Big Blue Insider, 6:30 WLAP.
Hey guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests, and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep, and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
A lot has changed in our 35 years at the Boots store, but what hasn't changed is our commitment to having a huge selection of quality name brand boots, Western wear, and accessories. And as always, we strive to give you the best fit possible at a fair, competitive price. Whether you need boots for a day on the job or a night on the town, do your feet a favor and come and see us at the Boots store. We're just a few minutes south of Fayette Mall on Nicholasville Road.
Get your boots at the Boots store.
Threat is there for strong to severe thunderstorms as we go through the evening. Hail and high winds, the primary players. Any storm that's out there may also put down a lot of rain. We'll see more scattered action later tonight. Temperatures dropping into the 60s with a mix of sun and clouds around. Could be a few more strong thunderstorms later in the day on Thursday. Highs low and mid-80s, upper 80s coming up on Friday. Another severe threat Saturday night. From the WKYT First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Bailey.
Broadcasting live 24/7 from the Bank of the Bluegrass and Trust Studios, this is News Radio 630 WLAP, an iHeartRadio station.
I'm John Galena, combat wounded veteran. I served in Iraq in 2004, where me and my battle buddy were injured when our vehicle hit two anti-tank landmines. When we returned home, our community inspired us when they helped my battle buddy, a double amputee, and his family build a home. We realized there were many other veterans with housing needs not being met, so we started Purple Heart Homes. And now we need your help providing the freedom our veterans earned.
Donate now. PurpleHeartHomesUSA.org.
Got bugs in your house? Call IPM. We specialize in keeping your home safe. IPM Pest and Termite has a 5.0 on Google reviews, an Angie's List Super Service Award for the past 7 years, and a member of the BBB. This is Matt Schaefer with IPM Pest and Termite. Mention this ad and receive a discount on your pest maintenance service. You can always find out more by going to myipm.com, call us at 271-8852.
For the health and safety of everyone, people are staying in their homes now more than ever before. It's also important that the air inside our home is as clean and pure as possible. The professionals at Atmosphere Air Quality are here for you. Whether it's duct cleaning to combat allergies, AC coil cleaning, even carpet cleaning and deodorizing, residential or commercial, call them today to set up a free video inspection of your air ducts. 388-4424. 388-4424. Atmosphere Air Quality. The experts.
You're listening to Big Blue Insider with Dick Gabriel on News Radio 630 WLAP and WLAP.com.
Welcome back to the Big Blue Insider. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. And that means it's time to visit our West End Bureau Chief at the other end of I-64, Gary Moore, graduate of Western Kentucky University.
That's 13 years of my life.
Wow, 13. Congratulations on that. Worked in Los Angeles radio for 35 years, and of course the high point of that was when he was our West Coast Bureau Chief.
Yep.
Covered the Trojans, the Bruins, the Angels, Dodgers, Raiders, Rams, Kings, Ducks, you name it. Some high school stuff. You covered 10 World Series, is that right, 10?
Something like that. I got the press pins back there to prove it, but yeah.
And
that was fun.
Stanley Cup playoff. You're watching, we talked about this last week. You're watching Stanley Cup.
I am. That was great fun out there. In fact, that's part of our two guys in a six-pack.
All right, let's go.
On tap, we're going to be talking about Carolina control freaks, draft students, and beer. Another potential California gold rush. But let's start swig number one with game one of the NBA West Championships, Dallas at Golden State tonight. Dallas fresh from that Sunday game seven dismemberment of overall one seed Phoenix, while the Warriors, of course, won in six over Memphis. Both the Mavs and Golden State have won games by 30 or more, and they've also been blown out by 30 or more in the previous playoff games. Do you see any more of such blowouts in this series, or is it going to be a closer game-by-game series, you think?
I think this will be a closer game-by-game series. I just don't think Phoenix, when it came right down to it, had any answers, obviously defensively, for the big fella in the Dallas lineup. But I really felt like the Phoenix was just anemic on offense. Devin Booker had three buckets. I don't see that ever happening to the Warriors, to them with a dearth of offensive opportunities for their best offensive player. And they've got more than one great offensive player.
Jason Kidd was talking about he could see their nerves and how they were really tight and, you know, rushing shots and that sort of thing, both Paul and Booker, and really all up and down the lineup. It was what a mess. Let's go from the NBA playoffs to the NHL we're talking about on their second swig. Those poor, insecure Carolina Hurricanes host the New York Rangers in their game number one tonight. The Canes are doing that Bush League deal of limiting ticket sales to buyers in only the Carolinas and Southern Virginia. As of yesterday, though, the game wasn't even sold out. The folks at Vivid Seats predict that about 30% of the crowd is going to be Rangers fans anyway. The Titans tried this same stunt about four months ago, trying to keep the Bengals fans from getting tickets to the game in Nashville. How'd that turn out?
Right. My reaction to that is twofold. First of all, two words, do better. If you're going to try to make sure that you've got a crowd that is clearly in your favor, well, give them a reason to come.
Right.
And make it so difficult that the other guys can't get them. But, you know, what's going to stop me as a season ticket holder, if I'm in Carolina, from selling my seats to Ranger fans? I'm not. That's free enterprise. That's America. But I've got no problem with the home team doing everything it can to make sure their fans get first crack at the best seats. I'm good with that. But resale, brother, that's out of your hands.
It sure
Phoenix
is.
Phoenix Ticketmaster does. That's resale.
Yep. And all the secondary sites are filled with Rangers fans right now.
Exactly.
Third swig in the six-pack tonight. My former state of residence, as you mentioned, for a few years, California, was, of course, the first to legalize name, image, and likeness payments for college athletes. Now, they may go even further. There's a new bill in the California Senate called the College Athlete Race and Gender Equity Act. That would require, get this, California schools to share half of annual revenues from football and men's and women's basketball with the athletes, meaning, among other scenarios, say a USC Trojan football player could make up to $200,000 in shared revenue, and also meaning non-revenue sporting programs would probably be eliminated. The bill has already passed through two committees. It's already appropriations now. It's a long shot, they say, but still, it's a shot. And if that passes, what do you think the new college, even high school, athletic landscape is going to look like?
It'll look drastically different. There's no question about that. And you're right. You know, California was the first state, which is not that unusual because we talked before about so many unusual rulings and decisions handed down by the judiciary out there. But this is just another move toward the end of athletics as we know it. This way it will become a very small cabal, if you will, of schools, colleges, universities that can afford to do this. When I've always said this, when I hear about stuff like this, I immediately think of Morehead State, EKU, to a point, Western Kentucky, which is a little bit higher profile, your alma mater. But in California, can UC Davis compete with this? Can Cal Riverside? No, they'll end up shutting down programs. There will be young people who either will not get the opportunity to play or will have to pay their way to a non-scholarly program a la Morehead State. It'll change. It'll happen, and it'll take probably not as long as I think because NIL rushed through. I thought where we are in NIL would be 5 years down the road. It's happening now. But it'll dramatically change the face of athletics.
Fourth swig in the six-pack tonight. Even though they had only a 14% chance of winning the NBA first pick in the draft lottery last night, the Orlando Magic got it anyway. 30 years to the day that Orlando won the lottery, later picked that LSU guy, Shaquille O'Neal. But Shaq ain't walking through that door, and neither is Penny Hardaway, another lottery pick. So, Dick Gabriel, if you're running the Magic, who you picking? Chet, Jabari, Ty, Shaden, somebody else?
Somebody else. I would pick Paolo Banchero. And I will say this, that I think Jabari is probably the best player, the best athlete, maybe the best, the most NBA-ready physically. But I wasn't – and a lot of this, Gary, I think goes back to the way Auburn used him or failed to use him. But – and, again, it depends. You know, everybody loves a big man. But I think the way the NBA is – developing now, I think Banchero is going to be a terrific NBA player. I think Jabari Smith will as well. But I think Banchero is more NBA ready than Jabari Smith. But that's, like I said, based on what I saw at Auburn. And I think they misused him many, many ways. We've talked about this before. So he may prove me wrong. But, yeah, I remember when Orlando took Dwight Howard. And, in fact, Jack Gibbons was doing the color analyst analysis for the TV network, and Doc Rivers was the coach, and he was telling Doc, you're not going to take this four-year college point guard, I can't remember who it was, you're taking a high school kid? He says, yeah, because I want that kid to develop in my building, and I don't want him to pick up some bad habits at college that I have to unteach. And you can debate how much of a career Dwight Howard's had, but I think they probably made the right choice.
You think that they're... Well, I would probably take, at this point, I think I'm with you on Paolo, because, and I'd say they're probably going to take Chet Holmgren.
Really?
I think that they're, I think that that's probably what they're going to be, it seems like public pressure might be on them to do that, because they're, oh, he's the consensus number one. Oh, yeah, he's the consensus number one. They've been saying that all year. He's not NBA ready physically. He's 195 pounds.
Right.
Or maybe 193 at this point, 7 feet tall. This is a grown-ass man's league with some big shoulders coming in on your, you know, that he's going to have to put on even 30 more pounds to be even be close to this. So I'm kind of surprised he's coming out, not for the money. That doesn't surprise me because there's a huge payday ahead. But that guy could use maybe a little more seasoning and some more weight in another year. Fifth swig on the six-pack tonight. Quick scoring snapshot from the major leagues last night. You like runs? We got runs for you. Rangers knocked in 10. Giants knocked in 10. Dodgers scored 12 in game two. Their doubleheader with the Diamondbacks after they scored 7 in the first. And then there's the Astros. The Astros tied a record for most home runs in an inning, hitting 5 off beleaguered starter Nathan Eovaldi in the second inning. Two of which, by the way, this was pretty cool. Two of those home runs were caught by the same fan sitting atop the Green Monster last night. I've always said it before, there's nothing like getting past something called a chilly April and hitters getting locked in during warmer weather to quiet the baseball nerds, all worried about deadened baseballs, exit velocity, and drag. Huh.
Yeah, but the batting average is still woeful league-wide. But you're right, these explosions and runs, they're fun, if nothing else. And do you realize, Mr. Moore, that Eovaldi in the first inning, do you know what he did?
He had five pitches.
He retired the side on five pitches. And then they come out, and it was not just home runs. I mean, they tagged him left and right. They ended up the end of the evening with 15 hits. And, yeah, they just kept – but, you know, the Sox are just bad.
Yeah.
I mean, for all the success they've had of late, they're just really bad. So, you know, it was just – when you go back and look at the clips, what can you imagine what it sounded like in the stands for the Sox fans? Unbelievable.
Hey, even the Reds scored five runs last night.
Rank them up.
Rank I know. Up. Something they couldn't even manage to do – for one run on Sunday. That was pathetic. All right. Finally, the final swig. You know, for a segment that we call Two Guys in a Six-Pack, you'd think we'd somehow work beer into the conversation more often. And we like how you all think out there. So tomorrow at the PGA Championship in Tulsa, eyebrows are already being raised about getting soaked for suds. A can of Mick Ultra, $18.
Yeah.
Feeling a little more continental, Dick? How about a can of Stella? $19. No euros, please. But what the menu boards are not saying is that those are for the big 25-ounce cans, or about a pint and a half. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm good for about a 12-ounce long neck or even a fresh pint at a London pub every here and again. But two or three or five of those tall boys, and I'll be breaking out in handcuffs myself.
Yeah, there was somebody next to me at Speedway yesterday buying two of them. And she, I hope, was buying one for her and one for her guy. But, yeah, that's at first blush. But, you know, per ounce, not a bad price. But they're going to have a lot of disorderly fans on that golf course, aren't they?
I think it's a chicken salad that's going for like $16 as well.
Yeah, don't get me started on chicken salad. Gary Moore is our West End Bureau Chief, and we will have more when we come back. Our hot reads in just a minute here on the Big Blue Insider, 630 WLAP.
With over six decades of experience supplying some of our favorite Kentucky restaurants, Seaworth Superstore is one of the most respected names in the industry. But don't take my word for it. Let our happy customers tell you themselves.
Hello, this is Rod Jones at Rodney's on Broadway, Georgetown, Kentucky. Seaworth has helped me in several ways with new equipment, used equipment, and they just let you know what's going on in the restaurant field as far as what helps you out.
I'm Rexanne Sarkeesian with Giuseppe's Ristorante Italiano. Seaworth is ready to handle Giuseppe's needs on a moment's notice. Customers are so important to us at Giuseppe's, and we feel that important to Seaworth.
My name is Johnny Cox. I'm one of the owners of the Sidebar. You know, online you have no idea what you're going to get. You go to Seaworth, if it's not exactly what you want, they will get what you want.
Seaworth Superstore, 269-5964, or online anytime at seaworthsuperstore.com.
Hey guys, game's on!
Whether you're cheering on the Wildcats from the stands or from your den...
Go Cats!
Dude, you spilled the nachos.
Kentucky Utilities is there with you, delivering safe and reliable energy you can count on. But power isn't the only thing we provide. With KU, you can take advantage of convenient, time-saving services like our online outage map, paperless billing, and auto pay. So while the Cats' energies go to serving up wins... At KU, our energies go to serving you.
The Livesey Group is a family-owned CPA firm conveniently located on Pasadena Drive near Nicholasville Road in Lexington. They can help with tax preparation for individuals, businesses, trusts and estates, small business accounting support, including full-service payroll and outsourced bookkeeping services. All the Livesey Group services include free initial consultation and quotes. Bob and Bobby Livesey are native Lexingtonians. They are Big Blue fans and ready to serve you. The Livesey Group, your one-stop shop for accounting needs. Call 296-1913 or visit LivesseyGroup.com.
For over 30 years, Northside Family RV has been Kentucky's number one RV dealer. We stock over 300 new and used RVs. Come see America's top brands like Tiffin, Jayco, Keystone, Forest River, Grand Design, and Winnebago. Don't miss out on our model year closeout sale going on now. Come in now and save thousands. Located at the corner of North Broadway and New Circle Road in Lexington, call us at 859-299-8386 or visit online at northsiderv.com. Go Cats!
We all know the importance of nutrition and diet for a healthy lifestyle. We also know that dairy foods deliver great nutrition and value. That's reason enough why Kentucky families choose Prairie-owned Prairie Farms dairy products, like our two complete lines of delightful, creamy Prairie Farms yogurt flavors, fat-free or low-fat, both fit neatly under 100 calories per serving. Farm-fresh quality from our family to yours. Farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
This is the home of the Wildcats. 630 WLAP.
Welcome back to the Big Blue Insider. We're talking with Vinny Hardy. He's a blogger and a podcaster behind the Cats Talk Wednesday podcast. Let me shift you over to football. This is a time of year, as you well know, where there's a lot of and I've talked to a lot of people about these through the last couple of weeks, the way too soon preseason top 25s and player rankings and lists and mock drafts, and it's just for fun. As John Clay pointed out, they're useless, but they're fun. To you and me, they're not useless. Gives us something to talk about. Gives John something to write about. But I saw one survey, one poll, one list. I call it a poll, Vinny, but they generally don't poll people, just one guy's opinion. Had Kentucky in the top 20, closer to the top 15. Then I saw one the other day that didn't have Kentucky at all in the top 25. And I wondered if that was because they noticed so many people from UK went to the NFL draft, but, and I know we're terribly parochial here, but I don't see how you can have a team with so much coming back that finished second in the East to Georgia, not in the preseason top 25. You know what I mean?
The one that didn't have them ranked at all, maybe they are not aware or refuse to believe that Kentucky is now in a position where they can reload and sustain and, you know, maintain what they've been doing. Maybe they're not aware. I think that's the case. Some people still aren't aware. Some maybe just, oh, it's Kentucky, and the reputation from decades past just pops into their mind. To me, you know, we've seen them not be ranked forever and ever and ever.
Right.
If these polls are meaningless, they don't mean anything as far as that goes, except for stuff to talk about. To me, it's good to see Kentucky finally get some respect, still not totally, but when you flip on Feinbaum or Cole Kubelik and McElroy, like in the first 9-3 season, Kentucky's getting talked about every day, just like Georgia and Auburn and Florida.
Yeah.
They're not an afterthought and nobody's, you know, an automatic win. The first time we as Kentucky fans, we've been just longing for respect for our whole lives. The first time I kind of felt that, it was in 98. My cousin, who lives outside of Knoxville, him and I went and watched the eventual champion Tennessee play Alabama and Sean Alexander that day. I wore a Kentucky shirt. You know, I didn't have a dog in the fight. Of course, I was rooting against Tennessee, as I always do. But the Tennessee fans, with that team, were going to win a national championship. Me and my Kentucky stuff, and they were like, oh, yeah, well, we're going to have our hands full with you guys in the season. Oh, we're kind of worried about y'all. Just to have them worried about playing Kentucky at the end of the season, it felt nice to get that respect, not just Kentucky, whatever.
Yeah.
So when they go 9-3 with Josh Allen and Benny Snell, they go 9-3 this past season, to hear them get talked about in a positive way by the talking heads, you know, the Tony Barnharts and the Feinbaums and the Marcus Spears, it just feels good to hear them talked about that way. Maybe that's just me, but it's good to see Kentucky perceived that way. Because we've been waiting for it for a long time.
It's different, isn't it? And I will never forget that game down in Florida, the one that Kentucky finally beat Florida down in Gainesville and had, you know, of course, had another game taken away from them, I think. But anyhow, the game, Terry Wilson had such a big game and was just driving Florida crazy, the Florida defense. And from my perch on the sidelines down there in Gainesville, I have to walk past a ton of Florida students, so they're always razzing me and ragging. You know, it's pretty good-natured. One year they were throwing ice at the team and they hit me. But anyhow, when Kentucky was having its way. I go walking by the students, and one of them caught my eye, and he screams at me, "Your quarterback is awesome." Okay. They didn't even yell that at Tim Couch. So, so it's a different world, isn't it? But it's fun, man.
We're still wrapping our heads around it, you know, like when Auburn or Georgia get good in basketball and they're kind of get to see what we experience every year. Now we're seeing what, to a degree, Georgia and LSU and Florida fans get every year in football, and we're kind of like, oh, this is nice.
I don't know how many times you've been on the road for basketball, but it reminds me of when you walk into an arena for one of those schools you just described, and there are banners that are hanging in the rafters because they went to the NCAA tournament, just for going to the tournament. And, you know, part of you is like, you know. But then you realize, you know, we've covered the top five for one of the teams in the top 5% for so long, or paid attention to it or been a fan of it. And in other places, just getting to the tournament is worth celebrating. So it makes you really, I think, appreciate that. And it makes you appreciate bowl games even more. I don't know about you, but there was a point where I wondered if I'd ever cover another bowl victory. But it's happening,
isn't
it?
Exactly. It definitely is. And like Thompson Bowling Arena in basketball, but, you know, they had that Elite Eight banner hanging there. And I went to several Kentucky games, which is just a hop and a jump with me living here when the Cats are in town.
Right.
And with the 08, I'll never forget. And, of course, anytime they recognize anybody, as is the case wherever Kentucky goes, it's always pretty much when Kentucky's in town. So whenever they do something for Chris Lofton, we know that'll be when Kentucky's in town. It was Ray Mears' night, and it was shortly before he had passed away.
Yeah.
They wheeled him out there. Bob Kessling is on the mic, you know, the voice of the ball, doing the PA. And so I'm just in the crowd listening, and they're going through all his accomplishments and his highlights and his accolades. And he says, in 30 career games against the Wildcats, this is the build-up, the lead-up moment. And so I'm doing my math, quick math in my head. This guy must have had a winning record against Kentucky. What are they going to say? 16-14 against the Cats? 17-13? No way he went 18-12 against Kentucky. I'm just doing this math.
Right.
In 30 career games against the Big Blue, Coach Mears went 15-15, and I was literally, I was trying not to bust out laughing and disrespect their ceremony. I said, this dude is getting revered for going breaking even against Kentucky. He went 500 in their treat. I mean, if he went 14-16, no doubt they would have skipped that completely. But since it was 15-15, let's make a highlight of it and really, you know, build up on that.
That's awesome. Vinny Hardy. Vinny, thanks so much. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Gabe. I always enjoy coming on with you.
Thanks so much to all of my guests tonight. Vinny Hardy, Jeff Drummond of Cats Illustrated, Fred Calgill from WLKY over in Louisville. Tomorrow night we'll be with you for a little while. Then we'll make way for Kentucky baseball. Huge series for the Wildcats. They open up a 3-game set down at South Carolina. Kentucky still in the running for a berth in the postseason tournament down in Hoover. Darren Hedrick will have the call for you at 6:45, first pitch at 7 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. That's it. Good night from the garage in Lexington.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Kill!